Okay, now let's start turning these stories into something practical and useful. The way we're going to start doing this is to use stories as vehicles for creating emotional triggers in people and altering their state. Now, hypnosis, as you know, is an altered state of experience. It's a way of creating a focus and a calm, reflective state of mind in which people become more responsive. Now, that's just one state. Remember that emotions are the domain of the unconscious. So, if you create emotional experience in people, you're creating unconscious experiences, and therefore there's a hypnotic interaction happening. Now, the way you're going to do this exercise is to go back to the last exercise, the incorporation exercise. Only this time, instead of incorporating certain items, you'll be incorporating emotional states. So the entire point of the story is purely to get an emotional state, an experience revivified in someone else. How do you do that? Well, you put them into the context that you need to do that in order to bring that thing alive. Your language will start coming out naturally. And remember, the key thing, just as in everything else, is go first. Put yourself in the experience first. By that, I don't just mean now visualize it and put yourself in the scene. That is still true. We're going to add an element, which is I want you to put your emotions into the thing as well. So get the emotions into you first. If you want to get someone excited, get yourself excited first, and then tell your story about something exciting, and they'll get excited. So you start with yourself, get excited. Then you tell your story about something exciting, and finally they get excited. That is how the whole scenario flows through. Now remember, everything you've learned so far still counts. You'll still be using the three pillars of storytelling, plus the secret of reincorporation. You'll still be visualizing the scene inside your mind. You'll be making sure that you don't stifle your own creativity, but not trying to be too clever or too good, but just allowing your unconscious to come up with material. You'll keep things within the circle and resist the temptation for now of introducing a cheap gag by jumping outside of that circle. You'll continue to keep talking. It's so important you create this scene in which your unconscious mind can freely express itself. Now, a little word on the side. As you do this exercise and all the other exercises over and over again, begin to slowly incorporate everything you've learned so far, that is to say your precision language, your hypnotic themes, your emotional triggers, sensory-rich language, all these things will still count. Now at this stage, I don't actually mind if the stories you tell are true or something you made up. Notice that if you make things up over time, your mind starts reminding you of things which are similar that happened in your actual life, and thereby you actually begin to tell genuine stories. We still introduce the hypnotic ideas that you want to introduce. That itself will come in time. Until then, keep practicing making up spontaneous stuff which is untrue, but is actually training your neurology through which you later express your true experiences. On the next track, you'll have an example of a story which incorporates the theme of excitement.